Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Now, earlier this week, on all forms of the socials and on the website and even on air, I was boasting about my lemon tree because, listen, it is an epic lemon tree. Everyone comes to my neighborhood and asks to pick on my lemon tree. It is just the way it is. All right, so I asked you, do you have a similar experience? What's growing in your yard? What makes your neighbors or passers-by go, may I please sample some of your lovely...
Product
from your yard. If you do have something growing in your yard, please let us know. 061-792-9495.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, it's Candice here from Perchipson.
Good evening, Candice.
I must say, we have got the best lychees on the coast. Ooh. People go mad for them every year that we do our picking.
We have bananas, except the monkeys keep eating it. Yep. It's grapes. We've got a grapevine, except the monkeys keep eating it. Yeah. Blackberries, except the monkeys keep eating it. Yep. Granadillos, except the monkeys keep eating it. Tomatoes, but the monkeys keep eating those as well. Chilies, except the monkeys keep eating it. Oh, and we have lemon trees, except the monkeys keep eating it.
Kiri, Sky, Darren, I've got an ever tree.
Except the monkeys keep eating it.
And I've got an agronomist son who told me to feed my tree and look after it. Uh-huh. And this year I've had so many evers, I don't actually know what to do with them.
Sell them.
Yeah.
Trade them.
True.
Avos are literally worth their weight in gold.
Yes.
Good avos.
I bought these monkeys. Where is that lady from?
No.
Everywhere. KZN.
No, right? But it's not that hectic. Like, my yard is only the bananas, not the peach and the berries and the grapes and the strawberries and the eyeball.
They eat everything. Actually, they haven't eaten my lemons. That's they don't eat lemons.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's why you can safely grow lemons. Listen. It turns out we have a lot of, de facto green fingers in our province. But Theo van Rensburg has got a story about his grandfather.
No, I just thought it would be great to phone him and give my story about him and just basically pay tribute to him. He had really green fingers. Whatever he planted, it just flourished. And
wow.
He lived up in Empangeni, and he had this huge yard in his home. And, excuse me. And in the front, he would have all his flowers, especially roses. He loved roses, and he just had rows and rows of roses.
Wow.
And pretty much what Darren was experiencing, people would come and knock at the door, actually.
Really?
In those days, there was no high walls or gates or anything like that. So people would literally walk into the yard, knock at the door and ask him, can we pick some flowers?
Wow.
And of course, he was always too obliging. And, basically people help themselves. And then at the back, he had his vegetable and fruit plantations.
Wow.
I always used to say to him, granddad, you should have always been a farmer, rather.
Yeah. What did he do? What was his profession?
Well, he worked for Hewlett at the time.
Okay.
And that's why he was also based in Empangeni. Yeah, they had a huge sugar mill out that way. So, of course, in the back, he had all these fruits and vegetables. I mean, he had any fruit you could imagine, from oranges to nachos to bananas. He had a huge mango tree,
You must have loved vegetables. Going there as a kid, eh?
Well, yeah, of course. We used to go up in the June, July school holidays, and it was awesome. I remember the one particular home that he had, and his garden was so huge. He had these pathways in between his vegetables.
Whoa.
And we used to ride our bikes in between and things like that, and go-karts and so on. He was really a proud gardener. A lot of times what he used to do as well, he used to pack baskets of fruits and vegetables, and he used to go down to the nuns at the convent and go and give them all this fruits and vegetables, and it was just his way of giving back as well,
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he had a lot of children.
How many children?
14 all in all.
Ooh, lalo, Cyril!
And then two passed as youngsters, and of course was left with 12 children. So of course,
no wonder he was growing the food.
He
had to have the green fingers. He couldn't afford to feed all of you. And Theo, I also want to say it means the world that you're able to even access those emotions when you spoke about him. That really means a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely. And just like, that's just good. And I hope that you can go into today just thinking about your grandpa and knowing that he made such a difference in your life. And now KZN's going to hear about him also.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Theo. Have a beautiful day.
Cool. Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.